Welcome. We invite you to enjoy this Word Alive message with Pastor Edwin E. Ford of Crossroads for Life Ministries, a voice in the next move of God. We know you'll be blessed by this spoken word of God as we tune into today's message.
Give me the book of Matthew, the fourth chapter. I tell you, I won't hold you long. I bless God for you. Matthew chapter 4. And once we get that, also get Genesis 22. Matthew 4, verse 1, and we're going to go to Genesis chapter 22, verse 1 also. Bless the Lord. There are a number of people who are out today who are sick, and we're going to be lifting them up in prayer this morning. The door, I believe Rhonda told me she wasn't doing well this morning. Be praying for Mother Dorsey. Pastor, the Lord has been dealing about the counterattack. Can you deal with the counterattack? Because if you're going to be blessed by God, there will be a counterattack. The counterattack is really like a backhand compliment, because he doesn't attack anything that God hadn't blessed. But you got to know how to navigate your emotions. During the counterattack, Satan don't want your money. He don't want your possessions, but he does want your peace. Yep. Notice how you respond to an attack. Notice. And it will tell you what the devil's really after. Yeah. What do you do when they do hit your car? He wasn't after the car, he was after your joy. How do you act when they talk about you? They went after your neighbors, after your peace. You know what the devil wants on how you respond. Somebody say, but not today. Not today. I will maintain everything I gain. Nothing lost. Come on, I need somebody who's ready to occupy. Nothing lost. Glory to God. Father God, we thank you. You have Matthew 4, verse 1. Then was Jesus led of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted or tested of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward hungered. And when the tempter or the tester came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command these stones to be made bread. And not if the tempter came, but when the tempter came. Tell him, he's coming now. He's coming now. Glory to God. Genesis 22. Help me to make sense of this. Genesis 22. Glory to God. Verse number one. Just one verse there. Notice the object of defilement in Matthew 4 has shifted in Genesis 22 and 1. And it came to pass after these things that God did tempt. Hold up. No. The only thing that's going to come after the fast is the devil. So you got to beware of the devil. Yeah. But it's not only the devil. Tell them, it ain't no, I know y'all Christian folk, y'all Christianese folk, y'all don't receive this kind of teaching, because God can never do nothing like that. But the Bible says, that after these things, that God did tempt or test Abraham. And he said to Abraham, Abraham, and he said, behold, here I am. Look at your neighbor just for a few moments today. Pastor Gary, I need you to help me and pray for me hard because he's looking at me cross-eyed. Neighbor,
neighbor.
Oh, neighbor,
oh neighbor,
this is just a test. That's all it is. That's all it is. Look at somebody say, this is only a test. This is only a test. Don't lose your mind. Don't walk away from the family. This is only a test. I thought you would have got happy because you thought this was real. You thought the enemy was going to take your life, but the devil is a liar. This is only a test. Tell somebody, don't die at the door now. Don't die at the door. Glory to God. For God's sake, please don't die at the door of your miracle, at the door of your breakthrough, at the door of your new season. It's on a test, man. Come on now. Don't die now. Father God, we thank you. God, as we lift up those who are infirm today, those who are weak today, those who are being tried by fire, God, it's our prayer that you will give them that grace, God, that sufficient grace, that they'll come through like pure gold. What the enemy meant for evil, God, I need you to do a turn. It's turning for them now. You said through our prayers and the supply of the Spirit, you said it's going to turn for our salvation today. God, I pray for a turnaround. God, you said when we lay hands on the sick, they shall turn around. They shall recover. God, by faith, we lay our hands right now on everybody we know who's sick. Everybody we know who's been infirm today, God. Turn it around. We lift up Kason today, God. They was diagnosed today, God. I pray right now that every flesh-eating disease that has attached to anybody in our family, I'm talking about cancer, anything that will affect the flesh, eat the flesh, I command you to cease and desist. Your work, I say, the blood of Jesus is against you right now. Loose them right now. I decree and declare a turnaround. God, we come touching and agree in the name of Jesus. You say anything we ask the Father in your name, you will do it. So I'm asking you personally, Jesus, I need you to touch, heal, and deliver in this place. I tell you, in this place today, Satan, the blood is against you. Loose God's people and let them go. Let them go. I come against the strong man spirit of the mind that say I won't be healed. I'm coming. That's a spirit. I come against this strong man spirit that say God can't do it. That's a spirit. Anything that has exalted itself against the knowledge of Jesus Christ, I bind you up right now with a stronger than he, and his name is Jesus. And I loose you from your assignment. Against their life today, against their mortality today, I declare long life. I declare long, restore unto them the joy of their salvation, the years, the canker worm and the palmer. I come against the spirit of dialysis. I come against men with kidney diseases. I come against these men that are on dialysis and women. I come against that spirit now. Touch kidneys right now. I don't know who's dealing with it. Touch kidneys right now. You will not go on dialysis. I change the prognosis now. I declare your kidneys are healed. In the name of Jesus. I declare your blood pressure is 120 over 80. I speak to prostate. And prostate cancer. I come against it right now. I speak to men's health right now that are dying 10 years prematurely. I command these men to live and not die. And declare the work of the Lord. Perfect everything that concerns your people in this room right now. Until all is well. We decree it. We declare it. All is well. I know you ain't got to feel it. I need you to say it, though. We decree and declare all is well. Over my children, over my family, over my finances. All is well. All means all. In Jesus' name. Somebody give God some praise in here. Hallelujah. You may be seated in the house of God. I may date myself by what I'm about to say, but that's all right. Those who had three stations and PBS back then know what I'm talking about. There was something that used to come over the radio, I mean over the TV. Hallelujah, used to mess up a good TV show. And there was an announcement by the emergency broadcasting system. They would say these words, that this is a test of the emergency broadcasting system. The broadcasters of your area in voluntary cooperation with the FCC and other authorities have developed this system to keep you informed in the event of an emergency. Tell your neighbor, this is just a test. If this had been, y'all to help me here. If this had been an actual emergency, God would have showed up. If this had been a real test, the angels would have manifested themselves. If this had been a real concern, I would have sent my emissary from heaven to stand by you. If this had been an actual emergency, you would have been instructed where to tune in your area for news and official information. This concludes, say your neighbor, this is the conclusion of my test. I need somebody to help me up in here. Hallelujah. If you're sitting in this room today, this was just a test. If you still made it through that, it was just a test. Tell them, this is my conclusion. If I was supposed to die, I would have already been dead. It was just a test. He was just trying to see what you got inside of you. He's trying to see what did you maintain. Hallelujah. Tap somebody, say, you ain't going to die over this. It was just a test. That's all it was. It was just a test. Glory to God. You ain't going to lose your mind. You ain't going crazy. This was just a test. I need to know, can you say hallelujah with all hell breaking loose? That's why I let them do that. That's why I let them say, I need to see if you will bless the Lord, all your soul and all that's within you. You were blessing. I need to know, would you bless the Lord at all times? And you pray. I needed to know. It was a need to know basis. They said you wouldn't praise me. They said you wouldn't give me the glory. They said you wouldn't sow and help nobody. I just needed to know. Look at somebody saying, I passed. I was hurting, but I praised him. I was broke, but I still gave him glory. I came to church, and I didn't even have a car. Somebody said, I passed. I know I didn't look good. I know I look bad someday, but I still kept on coming. I still kept on praising. I still kept on dancing. Ain't had no money in my pocketbook, and I was still giving God the glory. Tell somebody, I passed. I passed. The wine that said a song, you say millions didn't make it. But I was one of the ones. I need some of y'all that know one of them ones in here. I know my friends didn't make it. I know some members didn't make it. But I was one of the ones who did. Hallelujah. Songwriter, so y'all got to excuse me. The song said, they said I wouldn't make it. They said I wouldn't be here today. They said I wouldn't amount to anything. But I'm glad to say that I'm on my way and I'm holding on each day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm still here. Been through the many things, many days of toils and snares, but I'm still here. Hallelujah. Been through the water. I've been through the flood, and I'm still here. Somebody give God some praise for just being here. Everything ain't right, but I'm still here. All my money ain't got right, but I'm still here. People did me wrong, but I'm still here. Somebody need to give God a yet praise. I ain't got it yet, but I'm going to praise him. It ain't done yet, but I'm going to bless him. Hallelujah. They're still acting up, but I'm going to give God a yet praise.
Open your mouth and say yes, Lord. Open your mouth and say yes, Lord. Open your mouth and say yes.
worshipers in that give God a yet praise. It ain't come together yet, but I'm going to give you some glory. I think I'm going to dance for you right now. I think I'm going to dance like David danced. I'm going to enter into his gates with thanksgiving, his cross with praise. I'm going to give you a yes, Lord.
Y'all come on, we got a few minutes. Listen. Tell them, this is only a test. This is only a test. We ain't gonna die. We ain't gonna lose it. We gonna make it. This is all I. A test. Y'all sit down, come on. Let me get this out. Turn up, see us.
Me and the devil had a tussle, but I won.
That's old right there.
Me and the devil had a tussle, but I won.
Yeah.
Me and the devil, we can't agree.
Him
and he hates me. Me and the devil had a tussle, but I won.
Y'all don't know. That's quick. Don't even. That's too old right there. They know Kurt Franklin stump. They don't know that kind of stuff. Them was warfare. Them warfare prayers right there. Hallelujah. Them little song we sing when we was fighting. Tell them that's fight music right there. Let me finish. How come we got to get back to the game? I got to go pick up my Rotel dip. Listen. Oh, God. Get on the ball, shout out. Get on the ball, shout out. This. Mother Mildred is only a test. It's only a test. I got some old teachers in here. Any teachers know what I'm talking about? This is only a test. You don't need to take your life over this, baby. This is only a test. One thing. Let me just give this y'all so I can go home now. Listen. If you're late, this is nobody's fault but y'all. This is one thing that is. Hallelujah. I feel the Holy Ghost in here. That song say, trouble don't last always. Trouble don't last always. One thing. Help me, First Lady. That is unique and common to an educator that within their scope or capacity to not only instruct, but also to formulate a test on a particular subject or topic of their instruction that becomes the governing doctrine on whether their students pass or move on to the next level. That same person who gives the test is just the same person who gave the teaching. I'm saying it. Usually the same person who gave the test was the person who gave the teaching. The reason they test you, contrary to popular opinion, is not to flunk you. Your teacher don't take that much time out and that much energy out so they can flunk you. The reason that they give you a test is to expose that student to see if what he or she taught them is still on the inside. They're testing just to see if you learned your lesson. What they took you through for this semester, for this quarter, is it still, listen, on the inside of them? And the only way you can do that is to test you. Now, this is not like Abraham in our text this morning. This test that I'm talking about is not like the test Abraham undergo, because what Abraham experienced for those believers in this house is called a test of faith. Where he doesn't use the devil to test you. It's two different tests here. This test of faith, it's different from the test of suffering. Because in this test of faith, he postures himself as your opposition. So when you're in a test of faith, you can't use your scripture against God. Okay. See, you got to know what kind of test you're in. There's some tests that you're fighting the enemy because you're in opposition of him. But when you have a test of faith, it's because you are in obedience to him. Y'all don't see when this test of faith, the Bible says in Jeremiah, he said, you can't charm. Some of you right now, you think it's the devil. And I know we want to put all the blame on the devil. And you wonder, you done bind the devil, you done rebuke the devil, you done plead the blood against the devil, and he's still there. Because it ain't the devil. You're not in a fight against the forces. You're in a fight of faith. Not against faith, but to gain faith. God places Abraham in this, and he is Abraham's opponent. And when God becomes your opponent, then you have to prove yourself. Because God doesn't test anyone. He proves us. Do you know as much words you say you know? Because if you, watch this, if you possess faith, this is God now. You done told me that you anointed. You done told me you appointed. So if you have faith, why are you quiet? The devil ain't trying to shut you up. No. God's trying to challenge you to speak. Because the Bible says if you have faith, you should say unto this sycamine tree, be plucked up. You say you're in faith. You ain't got to rebuke nothing. You need to say something. Some of you right now, it's not the devil that's keeping your health from you. God's trying to say, do you really got your healing? If you got healing, you ain't saying nothing. The Bible said, let the redeemed of the Lord. Come on now. Actually, what you fighting? You gotta discern what you're fighting. God is trying to see, are you possessing what you're confessing? Because if you possessing it, it should come out of you in the test. If you believe on me, as the scriptures have said, out of your belly should flow rivers of living water. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. When you're in a test of faith, and when that's God said, hold on, you said you healed, but you ain't said nothing yet. 2 Corinthians 4:13 said, we have. See, you say you possess faith, right? He said, we have the same spirit of faith. We believe. Therefore, we speak. So when the doctor tells you you got cancer, you have a responsibility to respond in faith. No, sir, with his strength. I'm
just trying to tell you what I'm carrying on the inside. I'm going to try to what I'm. When the bank statement say you ain't got no money in the bank, the devil is a liar. I got treasures laid up in heaven. Hallelujah. The silver is mine and the gold. Come on now. Come on now. I'm just seeing where your faith at. Jesus gave his disciples on that boat trip. They thought it was on Carnival Cruise. You were in a faith fight. Is this for pleasure or is this for praise? And the storm is going to tell us all. And when the storm showed up, when the waves and the water changed its posture and its position, their response was terror and fear instead of faith. Because I thought y'all were, I just finished feeding these people, turning boys' lunch and fed all these folk. I just blessed y'all with multitudes, and now you on a boat and you done lost it already. I'm gonna say one of the most dangerous things in the church is leaky Christians. Crackpots, I call them. Them crackpot Christians is something. They run around the church, they dance and slide, and by the time they get to the parking, they don't even know their name. I thought your name was Victory. You were saying Victory when you left, but you don't know your name in the parking. Because a double-minded man, come on, I need some help here, is unstable. And if there is a problem we got in the church, it's yes, not mental health, but holy health. Too many unstable Christians. Because they're one way in here, and they're another way when they're outside. They're knocking down giants in here. And they're dying of weak diseases out there. I'm so weak in my knees, I can hardly breathe. Too many preachers are dying of weak diseases. They're not as strong as they boast. Because the test came. Let me say something. Faith is an object of transportation. Faith is an object of transportation. Jesus used the word of God against the devil as a weapon. But he used that same word as transportation to glory. One was for aggression when you deal with the enemy, and another one was for possession when you deal with the things of God. He said, to possess ye, he says, after he was in Luke 21, 15, he says, possess ye your souls. For the believer, when you're in a fight of faith, it's for possession of not what you're going to get, what you already got in your soul. But when you're against the enemy, the word now is to be used for aggression. It's sharper than a two-edged sword. See, when we use the word against the enemy, it's to kill him. To destroy him. He said he was manifest to destroy the works of the devil. Whenever we use the word against the devil, we ain't playing. We come to tear his kingdom down. When we use the word of faith, it's fighting time now. Because we come to gain territory. We come to get dominion. So the Bible says the effectual and fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. It makes much power available to him. That's dunamos. Miracle working. Kratos. I come to rearrange some elements in here when I'm dealing with the enemy. But when I'm dealing with God, I'm here to gain what he's already blessed me with.
So if you have faith, you should say. This is why he asked the disciples, why is it that you have no faith? It done leaked out already. I just finished doing one of the greatest miracles I ever did. And by the time we get in the middle of the sea, it done leaked out already. You ran around this church on Sunday declaring you healed, but by the time you get to the doctor Monday morning, it done leaked out already. I was healed, I am healed, and I will be healed. Yes, sir. But this test of faith. Why does God test us? And when does God test us? Why? We always want to know why. Why does God test us? Real simple, Darren, because he blessed us. Notice the timing of every test. It's always after seasons of blessing. Y'all better hear me. Ladies and gentlemen, when we discussed earlier, testing is usually after a season of success, prosperity, posterity, and profit. God seemingly always tests us after seasons of blessings. Why, God? I thought when I get the blessing, I'm straight. No. Because what God wants to give you, you got to be able to keep. I'm finna mess with somebody. When you go to qualify for a loan for a house, they don't want to make sure you just got enough money to get the house. I need some help here. The reason they're turning you down, not because you don't have enough to get the house. The reason they turn you down because you don't have enough to keep the house. God want to bless you with something. He don't want you just to get the blessing. He wants you to have enough faith in you. Because when your counterattack comes, he want to make sure you can keep what he blessed you. He's able to keep you from falling and prevent you faultless. Hallelujah. We're not supposed to be blessed just for, we're supposed to be blessed eternally. Let me say it this way. Hebrews 13, they say, this Jesus Christ, the same. Yes, sir. Yesterday, yes, today, and forevermore. You should be able to say, I'll never be broke another day in my life. You should be able to say, I'll never be sick another day in my life. You better hear what I'm saying. When God bless you, you should be eternally blessed. I'm not saying he won't come back. He just can't overcome. The blessing of the Lord make rich and ask no. So I'm messing up your theology. You think it's supposed, no. It's supposed to be permanent. Oh, see, this is strange here. When God heals you, he's an eternal God. So everything God does for you is not finite, it's infinite. Amen. Do you know you're saved to the uttermost? Amen. You're not just saved for earth, you're saved for eternity. Your healing should be the same way. Hallelujah. The enemy has talked you in to believe the lie. Yes, he has. We should not be conformed to this world, but transformed. The Bible don't say nothing about old people getting old and dribbling up. No. It says you should be fat and flourishing. Psalm 92, you should be like cedars in Lebanon. Your leaves should not fade or wither in every, come on now, hallelujah. Moses was 120 years old and his eyes were not dim, neither were his natural forces abated. Oh, y'all, that's radical Christianity right there. Glory to God. We should be like baby kids. We don't die. Oh, y'all don't want to say it. You know it. We multiply. Hallelujah. I told you in the Bible, Job lost everything. But the Bible said, old man Job, the Bible said when God touched him, he got double churned back. He got double for his trouble. Somebody said, the hand of the Lord is upon me. And he has anointed me with the Holy Ghost and power. Can I say this right here? Greater is he that's with it. Come on now, I need you to hold on to that right there. The Bible said, hold fast to your profession. Oh, and I don't care what the doctor said. You better stand still and tell him I will live and not die and declare the work of God. With long life, will he satisfy me and show me I'm going to see something. It's going to get better later because my ladder shall be greater. I need somebody to help me with this. I need somebody to help me with this. Tell your neighbor, the best is yet to come. I don't care how old you are. I don't care what your doctor says. The best is yet to come. My latter day shall be greater than my past. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujeah. Tell your neighbor, hold on to that. Hold on to that. Hold on to that because you're going to be tested. A teacher, when they review for a test, they'll tell you little Blues Clues. Now, you remember that one now, because you say you're going to see that again. That's what I'm talking about. Tell you, you're going to see this again. Hallelujah. When the enemy comes against your money, he say he can come against you one way, but he's going to have to run about here seven different ways. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you for listening to this powerful message of Jesus Christ. Please join us for one of our life-changing services. Service times are Sunday at 10:30 a.m. Thursday night Bible study begins at 7 p.m. For more information on this ministry, log on to crossroadsforlife.com. And as always, remember, choose life.